Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Jason Downs, D-O-W-N-E-S. Jason Downs is a 46-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-14-21. But at that time, he fell backwards off of a ladder and landed on his buttocks. Apparently, he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Apparently, he believes he injured his back and tailbone and was seen at Inspira urgent care afterwards. Apparently, he had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of two herniated discs and a cracked sacrum. Apparently, he was treated surgically with microdiscectomy. Apparently, has completed his course of active treatment. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Pretty states, relative to the subject event, he first received injections that made him feel worse. Pretty the second set put him back at his baseline. Pretty paragraph, as per the record supplied, his claim petition indicates he fell off of a ladder in a storeroom on 11-14-21, injuring his back and tailbone. Prior treatment records show he was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 11-16-21, complaining of pain in the central upper back, central mid back, and central lower back. Period. He gave a date of injury of that same. Scratch that. He gave a date of injury of the same date on 11-16-21, period. He fell off of a ladder from approximately 5 feet up, period. He landed on his low back on a concrete floor with right upper back against the shelf. Period. There was no head trauma or loss of consciousness, period. He was administered an injection of Toradol for pain. Apparently he had x-rays of the thoracic spine that showed no fractures or revulsions. Apparently the posterior bony elements were intact. Apparently joint spaces were well maintained. Apparently he had no facet arthritis or sclerosis, no bony lesions, tumors or cysts, and no soft tissue abnormality. Apparently x-rays of the lumbar spine showed similar negative findings. But he was diagnosed with contusion of the lower back and pelvis, for which he was prescribed cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen. Period. He followed up here with Dr. Sprigman, S-P-R-I-G-M-A-N, and his colleagues over the next several weeks. Period. He had MRI of the lumbar spine and pelvis on 12-10-21 to be inserted here. Brady returned on 12-20-21 to review these results. Period. It was described. MRI showed herniated disc at L3-4 and L4-5 that are impinging on the left L3 and left L4 nerve roots. Period. Report of the pelvis MRI showed recent right ischial tuberosity avulsion fracture. Pretty was still having a lot of discomfort and difficulty working even light duty. Period. He was then referred to orthopedic consultation and removed from work. Period. New paragraph. He did have x-rays of the sacrum and coccyx on 11-18-21, period. There was no acute fracture of the sacrum, period. Incidentally noted were fairly well corticated bony densities, partially overlying the right inferior ramus and adjacent soft tissues. Period, these do not have an acute appearance. Period, sacrum is normal in configuration, and there was a normal sacrococcygeal curvature. Period. He had flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine the same day that showed no malalignment. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz, beginning 1/17/22. Period. Clinically, he had L4-5 and L3-4 herniated nucleus pulposus without radiculopathy. Period. He prescribed medication, including Relafen and Flexeril, and ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. Was going to remain out of work. Period. Dr. Lipschultz followed his progress, and on 4/21/22 described about having an injection by Dr. Germain about 10 days earlier without noticeable improvement. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz on subsequent visits, including 6/30/22. Period. By then, he had seen orthopedic spine surgeon Dr. Atlas on 6/24/22 and discussed a foraminal L4-5 discectomy. Period. Mr. Downs questioned whether he should try a facet injection prior to spine surgery. Period. He did see Dr. Lipschultz again. Let's scratch that. New paragraph. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Germain on 3/31/22. Period. He recommended L4-5 intralaminar epidural steroid injection under fluoroscopy. Period. He did administer such an injection on 4/11/22. Period. An epidural injection was administered on 5/31/22. Period. In paragraph on 6/15/22, he was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Atlas. Period. They elected to pursue foraminal L4-5 discectomy. Period. He did undergo surgery by Dr. Atlas on 8/11/22, but this involved left L4-5 hemilaminectomy and left foraminal discectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were displacement of lumbar intervertebral disc at L4-5 without myelopathy. Period. He followed up postoperatively. Period. Dr. Lipschultz saw him through 9/8/22 when he discharged him from care. But he was going to continue with Dr. Atlas. Period. At the 11/16/22 visit with Dr. Atlas, he was in physical therapy that was helping him. Period. He was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This was completed on 3/6/23 and deemed he was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. Dr. Atlas reviewed these results with him on 2/6/23 and then 3/29/23. Period. Based upon the FCE, he was capable of light category work. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and would return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. Notion of the hips was full without crepitus, but external rotation on the right elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspector revealed a midline 2-inch longitudinal scar with preserved low dotted curve. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Period. Extension bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back radicular complaints were elicited. Period. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat and rise. period, there was no distinct tenderness, palpation, particularly about the sacrum. Period. Physical impressions. On 11/16/21, Jason Downs fell several feet from the ladder onto his back against a concrete floor. Appeared he did not have loss of consciousness, but he was seen that same day at urgent care, where x-rays of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine were negative. Appeared he had sacrum x-rays on 11/18/21. Appeared due to ongoing symptoms, he had MRI of the lumbar spine and pelvis on 12/10/21 to be inserted here. Appeared in the paragraph, he was also seen orthopedically with Dr. Lipschultz, who initially treated him conservatively. Period physical therapy was rendered. Period Dr. Dramain administered various injections without long-term relief. Period Mr. Downs then came under the spine surgical care of Dr. Atlas. Period on 8/11/22, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period he had rehabilitation postoperatively, culminating in an FCE on 3/6/23. Period this deemed he was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Dr. Atlas then discharged him at maximum medical improvement within those parameters on 3/29/23. Period. In paragraph of the current examination, found full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. His lumbar spine active motion was 75 degrees with tenderness. Period. He had healed surgical scarring. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees, elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, this is not clinically meaningful. Period, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back / pelvis. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of L4-5, left side of foraminal disc herniation treated with hemilaminectomy and discectomy. Period. That is the end.